Hello and welcome to another edition of the Prepaid Podcast. I'm your host and editor of PrepaidReviews.com, Joe Polakowski. So, over the past month, the biggest story in the prepaid wireless space has been Boost Mobile and their new unlimited plan. It's $50 a month, no taxes, no fees, you just slap a $50 bill down on the counter and that covers your unlimited calling, unlimited texting, and unlimited Nextel data services for 1 month. So, trying to find out a bit more about this plan and a bit more about what Boost has in store for the future, I caught up with Boost Mobile Vice President of Marketing Neil Lindsay while the company was in New York City, and we had a little chat about what the unlimited plan means, what they plan with it, and what you can expect down the line as far as handset offerings from Boost Mobile. I'm joined now by Neil Lindsay, VP of Marketing for Boost Mobile, and John Vitava, the Manager of Corporate Communications. Hello, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Glad to have you in New York City.
Yeah.
All right. So the biggest news you guys have right now is your unlimited plan. That's been the talk of the town, or at least the prepaid town.
Excellent.
So we'll start off with questions about that. I'm assuming the response going well so far as you guys have seen? Has there been any measure? Like, I'm not asking for specific measurements, but have you guys gotten
we don't have specific numbers, none that we can announce at this point, but we're very happy. I mean, the response we're getting really indicates to us that the two audiences that were most interested in serving up here or helping out were people who have thought about prepaid and looked at maybe other unlimited offers. And we're very clearly getting people from there. We're also getting people who are sort of the value-conscious consumer who has been on postpaid but is maybe comfortable moving to prepaid now. And I think this sort of offer is finally making it, you know, a really good deal, really worth making that shift.
Well, that prepaid the postpaid to prepaid. Right. We're definitely going to get to that in a minute. I got that here. But I really wanted, with the unlimited, what I really wanted to talk about was the phone selection.
Sure.
And I know you guys, you had like three or four phones available earlier in the year, and then you came up with the i776, which seemed to be going over well.
Great.
Personally, I get a lot of emails from users who said they're fans of the i776.
Great, excellent.
I'm an i335 fan myself. I like the...
That rugged and...
Exactly.
I'm a big 335 fan too.
Do you guys... I know the i9 is coming out at the end of this month. You know how many more new phones we can expect to go along with the new plans this year?
More, definitely. I'll give you some ideas of the sort of things we're going to do. Because clearly, I'll acknowledge that a few months ago, we were kind of a bit short on handsets. You know, a couple of candy bars and a clam really isn't enough, right? People want a little bit more choice than that. So first, we rounded out with the i9. So we'll bring in something that's feature-rich, but also really nice finishes, sexy phone, you know, Razr 2 style. Very attractive. We don't have others to announce right now, but what I'll give you a hint of what sort of things are coming. So QWERTYs. Clearly, we'd be crazy not to have a QWERTY keyboard. Everyone's in text messaging, so you'll be seeing some news around QWERTYs in the not-too-distant future. We'll round out the middle of the line also to have other form factors and colors, material, finishes. Our whole goal is to give consumers a choice, and we ideally would like them to have a choice around six or seven handsets, right from very affordable, you know, as cheap as sort of the $19, $29, $39 handset, so that, you know, if they just want to get something practical, like a 335 is a great device, right? It's rugged, reliable, inexpensive. You can still do unlimited and everything else on that. But go right up to, you know, QWERTYs and sexy phones that people like to carry around and put down on the table with some pride. So, yeah, we'll have a range, a full range, fairly quickly. Yeah.
Cool. I don't expect a definitive answer to this, but I know... that Nextel has the BlackBerry Curve 8350i. Is there any chance we could see this on Boost with a biz plan? Because I know that's a hurdle for.
Yeah, well, we have nothing to announce, but you asked me, is there any chance?
Yeah.
Absolutely, there's a chance.
that's all I want to know. If there's a chance.
So yeah, you know, the beauty of it too. Keep in mind, any device. Yeah, any device.
Absolute savior.
Yeah, that's right. And any device that you can use on the Nextel, you can buy a starter kit.
Really.
From Boost, and it's a SIM card. You pop it in, you activate it. You can activate any old Boost or Nextel device and still get unlimited. Now, you know, a BlackBerry, of course, you want to get the biz serve and all those sort of things. A little bit more complicated, so there's some things for us to do to make that experience a little bit better for you. Again, nothing to announce, but yeah, to your question, is there a chance? Absolutely, there's a chance.
Right. And just sticking with the
unlimited for one more question. I know you've noticed you guys kind of nixed the premium prepaid plans once the unlimited came along.
Yeah.
So you've got the tier of the paper minute, paper day, and paper month.
Right.
Is there a possibility that you guys would consider bringing that back or possibly offering unlimited talk? I know like Metro PCS and Cricket are like the previous big names in the unlimited. Would you guys ever consider coming in with lower price points with less features, or do you guys think the 50 is where it's at?
We'd consider it, but we're not. That's not our plan right now. Our plan is we think 50 all in is great, right? It's obviously a really good deal. And one of the reasons, I will tell you, we thought about it before we did this offer of having a plan with add-ons, right? We've done it before. It's certainly what Cricket and Metro do, where, you know, you buy just voice and it might be a local calling area and then you add things onto it. And honestly, we took that to focus groups. And we already knew from our experience with CDMA Unlimited, which was very much that sort of approach, what frustrated customers. And what frustrated them is being nickel and dimed. So we thought about what do they really want. And we were going to do without text. We're going to have voice and then do text separately. Well, we took it to focus groups we realized that people, so many people would just want text, that they feel like if you buy an add-on, they're being nickel and dimed still. So we made the choice, and it was actually a hard choice because it encouraged us to be even more assertive on price, to just include it for everyone. And we wouldn't have done that if it was plus an add-on. It might have been 50 plus 5 or whatever. But this way, by just getting more people to take on that whole offer, makes it actually cheaper for everyone at the same time. Does that make sense?
I took it to mean that if you're charging, you know, 30 for this set of features and 50 for this set of reporting, then people might say, well, is that worth it? Is that really what I'm getting? Am I getting what I'm paying for?
Right.
But I think it's almost a universal sentiment that if you can slap a $50 bill down on the counter and get unlimited all-in services for a month,
Right, and you can, we kind of think with the daily rate with lots of unlimited features. Frankly, if you take the daily rate every day, what's that, $31 or $28 depending on the month?
Mm-hmm.
And, you got unlimited mobile, unlimited nights and weekends, unlimited text. So you already got a lot of features.
The unlimited text is one of the big things I loved about the dollar day chat.
That's right. Plan. And keep in mind, too, if you don't want that every day, you just don't keep it on your account, right? You don't. If you run out of money, you're not paying for it, right? So exactly. Maybe you want to talk about this later, but I do want to talk about that for a moment because we've chosen to go subscription on dollar a day for a good reason. You know, some others go just on the days you use, right? And if it's a dollar on the days you use, you don't get as many features. You might get, 10-cent rate or mobile only.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Especially with the tech, you do not get text messages.
Right. Now, we made a conscious decision. We realized that most people use their phone some every day.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people use their phone a lot on a few days. If you're someone who uses your phone a lot on a few days, then you're probably better off on a days used plan where you maybe pay a bit more and you get lots of features on those days used. But we know it's a better math. A dollar a day every day is a better math for those people who, the typical user who uses some every day.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. And it's that even then, they could even go to your paper minute.
Right, that's right.
If they're worried about not using their phone on certain days and getting charged.
To your question about other plans, we are trying to keep it really simple. Mm-hmm. Minute per day per month, and partly because it's just less confusing. Honestly, it also helps us from a support cost point of view. The less there is to explain, the less time on phones, that enables us to keep our prices low.
I also like that too, because now the Alltel prepaid is phasing that out of Verizon because they had the merger.
Right.
And that, I loved about Alltel was that they had the three tiers, the minute, day out, and day a month, and now you guys have stepped in with that.
Right.
So
great.
Filling a void that will be very much missed in the prepaid world.
Right.
And now we're going to get to the prepaid into postpaid, the postpaid and the prepaid, prepaid to postpaid. There's a definite trend, and I've seen it written up in plenty of media outlets, that there's definitely a trend towards prepaid. T-Mobile added more prepaid than postpaid in the fourth quarter and the third quarter last year. AT&T's been talking about how they're adding a lot more to GoPhone. The economy, that makes sense. Do you think this is going to be a trend that continues even as the economy turns around for the better?
Oh, absolutely. I think prepaid's come of age. Really? And there's two drivers for that. One is, it used to be prepaid was sort of your poor cousin's wireless, years ago, right? And in some cases, and the truth be told, I'd say 4 or 5 years ago, it was sort of more people who couldn't get postpaid. It's not that way anymore. And I think it's because the values have improved dramatically. It really can be just a sensible choice to go prepaid. In many cases, it's actually a really, really smart choice, like our $50 unlimited offer. But But it's it. You're not giving up much anymore. You know, you're not giving up anything typically. You know, so prepaid is a viable choice, which means that more people are just saying, well, instead of signing a contract, why don't I just take prepaid? And that's because the values have gotten competitive, so that's why it's a viable choice. Add that to that, the economy and the fact that, you know, when people are worried about their jobs or their income, they don't really want to make commitments. It makes prepaid an especially attractive choice. I think when the economy gets better again, prepaid will be established as sort of a significant enough portion and continue to be a viable choice that more people will just choose it. I think the people who will choose it will be what I consider connection-centric. The people who are mostly about making a call, sending or receiving a text, in our case using the walkie-talkie, maybe checking the weather, checking the sports scores, they're not really into all of the bells and whistles. We'll still offer that and it'll still be available, but people who really want all the bells and whistles, you know, 3G, music downloads, video and everything, you know, you might still be better off with a contract and you can get the fancy phone that's highly subsidized. But it's still a viable segment, especially for people who are connection-centric. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, what effect do you think this is going to have for postpaid carriers? And I'll expand on that a little bit. I know a lot of people said, oh, Boost is coming with a $50 unlimited plan. That's going to cannibalize sales of Sprint Simply Unlimited or Simply Everything plans. But I took it to mean more, well, if they're going to be cannibalizing Sprint sales, I'm not sure that's even true. Right. They're going to be taking people from other carriers, too.
Well, you know, it is about being a player in prepaid and having a portfolio strategy. You know, we're obviously part of Sprint. And in Sprint, we have a portfolio of offerings. We have, you know, the best CDMA and data offerings with very broad range of handsets available, everything from Instincts to affordable CDMA devices, and all the bells and whistles, right? You can get music downloads, you can get video and everything else. That's not the Boost niche. That's the Sprint niche. We also have the Nextel offering in Sprint, the Nextel product offerings, which are Nextel Direct Connect, very business-centric, you know, lots of applications, especially for people who use a lot of push-to-talk and so forth, along with sort of Sprint's business offerings. Our niche, our focus, is this prepaid, connection-centric, not data-centric customer who's just looking for great value. We don't anticipate a lot of cannibalization with Sprint, but what we do anticipate is that prepaid is a growing part of postpaid, and it's in the corporation's interest to be a player in prepaid. So, yeah, there might be some movement between Sprint and Boost, not a lot. I think there'll be a lot of movement between postpaid that is focused on this connection-centric, value-oriented customer. You know, thankfully, I think that's people like T-Mobile, right? So where it's very much being targeted at, you know, lots of minutes. Those types of customers, I think, will very seriously consider this type of offer instead.
And we're going to move through a couple of things about Boost as far as you guys' plans for your growth and expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed up where I live in Queens, there's a Metro PCS store that just opened up there, retail store.
Right.
And I know Boost last year, was it last year that you guys first started opening up retail stores, or was that 2007?
Oh, no, we've had retail for a long time. So, you know, we've always had national retail, so things like Best Buy, Walmart, Target.
Yeah, I mean like
Target.
The specific Boost mobile stores.
Oh, you know, we've just opened sort of Boost-focused stores, and they're working with our partners through our dealer distribution channel. Yes, that's right, just last year. And that was experimental trial, so it was a successful trial, and you'll see more of that moving forward.
All right, so we're going to see a bunch of, you know, Boost Mobile authorized dealer kind of...
Yeah, that sort of thing. You'll see more of that moving forward. At the same time, you know, we have lots of dealer relationships, and they're important providers for us in each of those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So.
You see Boost in every Best Buy and every Walmart you go into.
Right.
They got the prominent
prepaid
pack, the package displays.
Right, and wireless dealers in Queens, you know, too.
No, exactly.
Right.
Couldn't tell you how many wireless dealers they have. You know, the phones out on display and everything.
Right.
So, and here's a customer question about customer service. Do you guys think it's going to take a greater level of customer service support? Do you think it could expand the operation? Do you think that's how big the unlimited plan is going to get?
Well, growth alone just requires you to support more customers. But we actually think the simplicity of the offer is actually going to be easier for customers to use and, as a result, require less support. And I'll give you a couple of examples. These are the sort of things that people used to call about and I know are frustrations for customers on some of our competitive plans. For example, anniversary dates. So if you don't have your $50 today, and let's say that's, you know, the start of your new month, in our case, if you have it in 3 days in time, that starts your new clock. That starts the month again. In some other cases, you know, it's you lose those 3 days, for example. So those are the sort of things that customers call unhappy about, right? Yeah. So we've got rid of those dissatisfiers so that there's no need to call about that anymore. You just, when you get your $50, you put it on, that starts your new month, your new anniversary date, your new clock.
Oh, great. Right. So it's not like you're, all right, that's all I
right.
get you.
Right,
so you're not missing 3 days because the bank transfer didn't go through.
Yeah,
right. Or something like that.
Right, so we've gotten rid of things that we know are frustrations for customers. The more you get rid of frustrations for customers, the less they need to call, the easier it is to support them. On top of that, we've included everything, so you no longer have to call and say, "Well, how much is my tax going to be?" Mm-hmm. Because we're paying the telecom tax, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I guess $50 is $50.
That's right, $50 is $50. You're not, in many cases, people are guessing when they. Take their base plan plus the text plus the extended home calling area plus roaming charges for our competitors. And trying to work out how much is all that is hard work. So that's what creates calls to care. This is a much simpler offer. For us, it's going to be a lot easier to support, which means we can do a better job when we are supporting customers of giving them the attention they need.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for you guys.
Great.
Is there anything you want to add about the new Boost, the unlimited service? Or
no, we're just really,
offerings you guys
really excited about having... Having an offer that we think is a really good offer for this time. I got to tell you, one of the things that we feel good about at our office is it kind of feels like good work. Does that make sense? We feel pretty proud that we're not
absolutely.
Nickel and diamond folks, especially when the economy is like this. So just hope it, it's helping us certainly, and I hope it helps some of our consumers out there.
I was talking about this the other day with a couple of my friends. It feels really great when you do something that's kind of half-assed,
right?
And someone says, great job, it doesn't
right.
feel that great.
Right.
But when you do a great job and someone says, that's a really good job you guys did it, it feels really, really good. So you guys, great job.
Thank you. Appreciate
Absolutely
it.
Love the offering. I've been psyched about it ever since I heard about it, since John kind of hinted about it back in November. And I can't see, why people wouldn't catch on to this.
Excellent.
And
appreciate the thoroughness you have
right.
on the whole category. Great.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Take care.